Joining us on the phone right now, we have Emory High School soccer coach Troy Winter. And coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show and talk a little Emory soccer. And I know today we're going to be talking about a different event, but again, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jordan.
Definitely, coach. Today we're going to talk about the Ethan Winter Memorial Tournament. It's a 3-on-3. You guys actually held this May 31st, so it wasn't too long ago. It's the third year you guys have done it. And, coach, this year, huge success. And I kind of wanted to get the ins and outs on everything that goes into it and what comes out of it as well, because it's a great fundraiser for the community. And you guys continue to get some great support from people from not only in Carbon and Emory counties, but from outside counties as well.
Correct, Jordan. It's actually a huge event, you know, locally for the Carbon and Emory County areas and stuff. But we also have people from, you know, the Sevier County and San Pete County areas that come over and support this as well, too. So that's a huge fundraising opportunity for the scholarship that we're able to present here in Carbon and Emory County.
Coach, so for starters, how many teams this season, or this tournament, I should say, not season, this tournament, how many teams participated?
We actually had 35 teams total, and 35 teams vary in age group from third and fourth graders all the way to high schoolers. So we had several age brackets. There was actually 7 age brackets that we had right there and stuff with, you know, various numbers of teams in each one. Co-ed and straight boys teams, which made for some really good competition.
All in all, the participants, they're going over 2 days, Coach, and you had mentioned to me a little bit off the cuff kind of the format of the 3-on-3. There's a lot of soccer that gets played.
A ton. They're actually, most teams are, well, actually every team is guaranteed 3 games for sure. So we have a round robin play of at least 3 games, and then we go into tournament play from there into a bracketing system. So they could get 3 games initially, and then they, you know, if they go all the way to the championship round, by the end of the day, they could actually have 5 games total that day. So, you know, they could have anywhere from 7 to 9 games, you know, in 2 days. So, which is huge, because that's a lot of touches on the ball. That's an opportunity to play a lot of soccer. And at the end of the day, they go home tired if they're in that championship round, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, Coach. And I got to be honest, I'm not too familiar with 3-on-3 soccer. So when we talk about that nuance to it, how different is it? I mean, obviously, you're playing with a lot less individuals, but when you put together a 3-on-3 tournament, I mean, what are some of the things that teams have, I guess, got to be prepared for?
So 3-on-3, basically 3 players on the field from each team. They can actually have five players on their team, and so they're rotating, you know, quite quickly and, you know, throughout their game and stuff. They play 2 12-minute halves, which, you know, you stop and think, for 12 minutes they're going basically nonstop. That's what's kind of exciting about 3v3, is it's just a fast pace, go little sport and stuff. It's actually a lot of fun. It's super beneficial for our soccer players, because it's a lot of touches on the ball. You know, they have to keep kind of in a certain formation to keep themselves on the winning edge, or on the competitive edge as well, too. So it's a lot of fun to watch. And I think one of the things that's super unique about 3-on-3 is you don't need to do a lot of coaching. You know, most of the time, you know, the kids can go out, they can play. You'll have a coach or even a parent. You know, at this event, every parent that was sitting on the sideline was a coach. They just went in and they just kind of helped and give substitutions when needed. The older kids, they take care of themselves as well, too. You know, this you know, tournament's also unique in the fact that we don't have referees at every game. You know, we start the game, you know, and then we end the game, you know, by the blow of the whistle for all the teams and all the games all at one time. So it's a pretty unique event in the fact that there's a lot of soccer being played in, you know, throughout the day. So
again, we're being joined right now by Troy Winter, head coach of the Emory High School soccer squad, and we're talking about an event that recently took place May 31st, the Ethan Winter Memorial 3-on-3 tournament. Coach, we have to talk about the benefit of this. I know you guys raise a lot of money, and that money definitely goes to good use.
You know, that's what probably the most important thing of it is the opportunity for us to give back to the community. And this event actually provides funds for 2 scholarships, 2 in Emory and 2 in Carbon County. They go to high school seniors that have played soccer and that have, you know, the criteria and the you know, what is needed as far as for the scholarship. It's a $500 scholarship, so, you know, essentially we give out, you know, $1,000 in Emory and $1,000 in Carbon, which is a great event. Gives us an opportunity to give back to the community and, you know, for the support and, you know, and stuff of the community has given to us and to our family as well, too. So,
Coach, I know that there's a big emphasis on soccer and the Winter family, which obviously works hand in hand. So at the same time, what better way to keep Ethan's memory alive, I'm sure, than playing on the soccer field, right?
You know, that's what's probably most awesome about it, is it's an event that's probably more so for our family, you know, and for our community and then the people that, you know, that he was associated with and that we are associated with and stuff. But it gives an opportunity for, you know, people to grow and to learn and to love the sport. We had a lot of newcomers this year to the sport, and have loved it, you know, and stuff. And being able to keep his memory alive, obviously, you know, as a parent, you know, and as a soccer fan and as a soccer person, that's extremely important to us as well, too.
So this is going to take place, Coach. Again, I'm sure you guys will be working on the fourth annual before we know it, now that we're 3 years down. Same format next season? I'm sure you've already thought about it.
Yes, correct. Yep, we're actually going to venture out. We've each year it's grown. From the first year, we had a, you know, 10 or 15 teams, 18 teams, how many ever it was. Last year, a few more. We don't know. We've talked about different, maybe having a cap on the number of teams, you know, or whatever. We're going to kind of see what it grows to this next year. But we are going to do a two-day event. You know, it gives us an opportunity to, which is a lot of fun, playing some games under the lights. The kids love that. The adults love that. You know, we play until, you know, a little bit later in the evening on Friday night. It also gives us an opportunity to, you know, pay tribute to Ethan and stuff with a little candlelight vigil that we hold, and then we play soccer all day Saturday. So as of right now, yeah, we're going to keep holding it that way, and you know, the support of the community. You know, there's local businesses that give us a ton of support, you know, and just the soccer community, you know, and which is next, and, you know, a very important thing for us and, you know, for the soccer community to, you know, keep moving onward and upward and, you know, the support we get, so.
Yeah, I remember talking to you at the end of the soccer season, and I asked what the off season would work out, what the off season would look like, rather. And you had mentioned that this 3-on-3 was going to be part of the off season workouts for the soccer team, Coach. So now that it is actually in the rear view, what's next for the Emory High School soccer program?
You know, we're actually right now getting ready for the summer games. We've got some teams going down to the summer games and stuff. We'll be playing in that. And then we also have a tournament in July, which is going to be a very important tournament. It's the Pinnacle Peak Tournament that Carbon puts on, that is done in Carbon County and stuff. It's a UISA-sanctioned tournament as well, too, which will bring, you know, many teams in from the other areas and stuff, and we'll participate in that and support that. And then we got another tournament in August, so we just hit a few tournaments throughout the month and just move on and forward.
Now, once you hit August, is that kind of when it dies down for a few months?
You know, it does a little bit. August, we do have a few kids that play other sports as far as cross-country and football, you know, and stuff. And so we give a little bit of a break. We still do some training through those months. We play 3-on-3 or 5v5, which, you know, just helps us keep our skills toned and, you know, and going and stuff. So it's a, you know, we never really, you know, go into, you know, an off season where we don't do anything. We're always just kind of moving and doing and keeping involved and stuff, you know, just like, you know, most of other sports and, you know, and everything. Soccer's unique in that fact that, you know, we can go indoors as well too. And, you know, and play indoors, you know, through the wintertime, you know, we'll be doing that as well too. So, we never take a break with soccer, I guess. So, which is good.
Definitely, definitely. Coach, before I let you go, we'll jump back over to the Ethan Winter Memorial 3-on-3 tournament, which again took place just a couple of weeks ago. Your final thoughts on the 2019 tournament?
You know, it was awesome. You know, it just a great opportunity for us to show up and support one another in our community, to support us as a family, to actually come out and play some fun soccer. I think that's probably what's most fun about it. Is, you know, as a program organizer and as event organizer and just as parents, you know, me and my wife, you know, put a lot of time into it, and it means a lot to us, you know, to be able to go out and do that. And the touches on the ball, the kids got excited. We, like I said, it's so it's such a fun event. You know, next year we're gonna, you know, advertise a little bit more so we can maybe bring out a few more community members and stuff, and being able to to participate in it and to, you know, to kind of see, you know, what takes place, you know, in this event, because it is an important event for our area and stuff, and we're getting bigger. The opportunity to bring some teams into the area, you know, some tournaments, and grow soccer, you know, in our area and stuff. But it was a great event, and I just, again, want to, you know, as a parent, you know, and as a family, you know, thank everybody in the community for their support. The business owners, they all know who they are, and the people that have supported us, we are so very grateful for them, and we just, you know, love the game, and, you know, keep on moving forward with it. It's a fun way for us to heal, you know, and to give back to our community, and we are so very, very grateful for that.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to go over the tournament. Again, a very successful event. Can't wait for the fourth annual. I'm sure we'll be talking about it real soon. And, of course, you and I will be talking, I'm sure, real soon about the upcoming soccer season. I really appreciate the time today, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate your support, and you're important to our, you know, our community and stuff. And we really appreciate all you do for us as well, too.
Well, it's definitely my pleasure, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.